God has given us, we have to know. God has blessed America. Even God has blessed India. God has blessed Myanmar. The whole world is blessed by God. God's everything belongs to God. The Bible is very clear on that. But sometimes we claim that this is mine. This is mine. This is mine. So today we will be discussing how do I use my money? How do I use my possessions? How do I use my money and possessions? That is very important. Everyone, every believer, everyone, those who have received the Holy Spirit, those who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, we should ask ourselves, we should question to our hearts that how am I using my money? How do I use my riches? God has blessed me in a tremendous way, in a tremendous way, in a marvelous way. Then how am I using that? How am I utilizing that for God's glory? That we have to question this one, and very important thing that God has blessed us, God has given us. The Bible says our money and our possession also is going through, will go through the fire test. Yesterday I already said 1 Corinthians 3:13 and 14 that it will go through the fire test. The time will go through the fire test. How we are using our times, God has given us the time, and our money, our riches, which He has bestowed upon us, that also is going through. It will go through the fire test. God will test one day. God will not overlook that. That also should go through the test. That's what I was just thinking about, that I was just talking to myself. How am I using my money? How am I using God's time? How am I using the riches that God has given me? It's very important. We are in the last days, last times, last second. We see all the things, all the circumstances which is going on. The war is going on, and everything is fulfilling from the Bible. The prophecies are coming true. So we have to believe that, and we must be alert. We must be ready. We must be ready to stand for Christ now. We have to take stand for our God, our Jesus Christ. That is very important. So the Bible says in Proverbs 3, 9 and 10, the verse 9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruits of all thine increase. Honor the Lord with thy substance. God has given us, and we have to honor the Lord. If I am not using it for God's glory, God's mission, God's purposes, then I am not honoring. I am not honoring. If I am using only for my sake, for my children, for my businesses, for my life, maybe it's not honoring God. Bible is very clear that honor the Lord with thy substances, with thy first fruit. It's very clearly written. And verse 10 says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. We have to honor the Lord with what He has given us, what He has entrusted us. God has given much to us. God has given plenteous things to us. God has blessed us tremendously in a uncountable ways. He has blessed us. We can't count the blessings of God. God has bestowed upon us. Then we have to honor the Lord with our money. If I'm not using for God's glory, for God's kingdom, to propagate the gospel of Jesus Christ, if my money is not involved in God's mission, maybe I'm not honoring the Lord. We have many details in our families, for our children, for our house, for our groceries. There are many details. But remember that my money is coming from God. The health comes from God. Without health, without education, without the work, I can't gain, I can't earn money. God has blessed me that, and I have to use it for God's glory. That's how we honor the Lord. That's how we glorify the name of God. First Chronicles 29:12 says, both riches and honor come of thee. Honor and riches comes from God. We have to realize as believers, as God's people, we have to know, very well that it comes from God. The wealth, the riches, the money and the honor God has given me. And I should honor God with that. I should be glorifying God through the riches that God has given me, through the substances that he has given me. Psalm 34:8 says, O test and see that the Lord is good. The Lord is good for us. He is a good God. He has blessed us in a wonderful way. When we think, when we see Psalm 103, 1 and 2 verse, David says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, and forget not all his benefits. Forget not all his benefits. Very important point that David is speaking to himself. He is speaking to his soul. He is speaking to himself. He is reminding to himself that bless the Lord, because he has blessed you. He is reminding his own life. Forget not all his benefits. Most of the time we forget. Man's tendency is to forget. We get, and forget. We get, forget, but God gives, and forgives. Our God is a wonderful God. He is a faithful God. We forget. We are the people of God, but sometimes the human tendency, it makes us to forget the blessings of God. And we have to realize, we have to know that we must reminded. We must be reminded of. We should remind ourselves as David did. He's reminding his life, his souls, that bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless his holy name, because he has blessed you in many things. We can't count how God has blessed us. He has blessed us with a numerous way, in a wonderful way, to every one of us, those who are sitting here. So we forget, you know, many times we forget. We don't realize that God has given me. God has done it. This is God's, I forget. 1 Timothy 2:13 says, while we are unfaithful, he is faithful. We are the man, we are the people, sometimes we are unfaithful. God is consistently, is doing something to us, he is blessing us, he is with us, his promises are with us, but we men, we sometimes forget, we sometimes unfaithful to God. We are unfaithful to the faithful one, to the faithful God. So we are to be honoring God, we should honor God with our riches, with our money, whatever God has given us. Yesterday we already talked, we have to honor the Lord with our time. Our time also, we should give tithes to our God. Our time 24 hours, the time, yom time given to me, and that also should be given to God. It's very important things. Everything, there are many, many things to be think of and thank of. We have to think of many things. We are to thank God for many things. God has given us many things. If we see Colossians chapter 1, 16, all things were created by him and for him. All things are created by him and for him. We have to know that that the creation we see, that is for him. We are only the part of the creation, but everything is created to glorify the name of God, to glorify, to exalt the name of Christ. It is created for him, by him. We have to understand that. Genesis 1:29-30 says, he gave all his creation to us. What are the blessings? The creation, everything he has given us. Everything that we see, that we enjoy, that we breath up, everything we see, that is from God to us, the creation. When we see John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The greatest blessing for the mankind is Jesus Christ. In Galatians 4:4 says, when the fullness of time came, God sent his only begotten son. When the fullness of time came, God does when it is really full. God does his works in his own ways. God sent his only begotten son. While we were still yet sinners, he died for us. Romans 5:8 says, while we were still yet sinners, he died for us. We are sinners. We were sinners. Once we were in our sins. But God loved us with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3 says, he has loved me, loved us with an everlasting love. While we were sinners, he died for us. We have to understand this one, that it's also a wonderful blessing to every one of us. He loved us. No one loves sinners. No one loves who does wrong things, who is away from. If my son is not really right with God, if my son is not really good with me, I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to go to him. I don't want to hug him. But God loved us while we were yet sinners. Paul very clearly talks about that, Romans 5:8. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us and he gave his grace. And we are saved. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, by grace through faith we are saved. By grace through faith. We accepted Christ. We believed the work on the cross of Calvary. Jesus did it. By grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. God spent the riches of, Jesus spent the riches of God on the cross. And I have accepted that. I have received that. That is called the grace. By faith, forsaking all, I trust him. I forsook my old religion, my old traditions, my old beliefs, and put my trust with the grace of God that Christ spent on the cross of Calvary. I accepted that, and that's how I became a believer. That's how I received eternal life. That's a great blessing for you and me, that while we were yet sinners, he died on the cross for us. Yeah. And the third blessing we see here in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given to us. The scripture that we see, the Holy Scripture. This is God's word. Pastor Bo said just earlier that this is the mind of Christ. This is the mind of God. The mind of God is set before us, given to us. This is God's word. All scripture is breathed by God. It is the inspiration of God. God has given us. And also, when we see 2 Peter 1:21, God gave us the Holy Bible. That is written here very clearly, the holy man of God, they wrote. The spirit-filled people, God used them to write the Bible. The prophecy didn't come like the normal books, like the mathematics, like the science, like the history. The spirit-filled man, they spoke. They wrote it. God spoke to them. God inspired them. God led them and they wrote it. God has blessed us with the Bible. God has blessed us with Jesus Christ. God has sent His only begotten Son. God has given us all His creation. And we should be thankful for that. We should be honoring for that. We should be also thinking about God, that God has blessed me. And Psalm 127:3 says, our loved ones are from God. Our loved ones, we see our children, our people, our relatives, they are from God. Because the Bible says, the children are the heritage of the Lord. God's blessing. We see our children, our kids, our brothers and sisters, they are from God. They are the blessings from God. That also we have to realize. That also we have to think about when we think about money and possessions. We are to honor Him with what God has given us. Genesis 1:26-27 says, God created man in His own image. The image is given to me. God's image is not in animals. God has not rendered it to the animals, not to the cow. In India, people think the cow is God, but God has not given that image to cow, the other animals. God has given, specially He selected us. He has chosen man to receive the image of God. We are the image of God. That is also one of the greatest blessings. Sometimes we think that how is God? What would be the structure of God? Bible says John 4:24 that God is spirit. But the characteristics, the qualities of God is given to every man. Every man. And God has blessed us with a tremendous blessing. And we should glorify Him with what we have, with what God has given us. Psalm 24:1 says, everything came from God. Everything God has given us. I was just thinking about riches and possessions, the wealth that we have. When I think about India, in India there are several richest people. There are many rich people. One of them is Mukesh Ambani, one of the richest men in the world. So I was thinking, like God gives me riches, but Satan also can give. That's what I want to tell you. Satan also has certain ability, limited power that he can render to. We see that the 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, the devil is called the god of this world. He's the god of this world. He can control. He's controlling now. God is the supreme power. He is almighty God, but devil also plays his own role. We see like many people, they worship the idols. Many people, they worship the idol, but they become rich. I was thinking, I was surprised, Lord, why we are not rich? But the people, those who worship the darkness, worship the idols, worship the false religion, why they are rich? Satan can do that sometime. In Matthew 4:8-9, Satan, devil took Jesus Christ to a mountain and he showed Jesus Christ the world, the glory of the world and said, if you worship me, I can give you all the glory to you. I can give to Jesus Christ. Satan is tempting Jesus Christ and saying, I can give you. So, devil has certain power. He can do it. That's how in India there are many people, the rich people. We see there are people, those who worship the false religion, false idols, but they are rich because Satan sometimes blesses them. Satan, John 10:10 says that the devil has come to steal, kill, and to destroy. The devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy. The devil is stealing from God. He steals from God. That is his work. That is his job. So we have to understand God's will, God's plan, that God has blessed us with wonderful blessings. God has given us so many things, and we should be thankful to God. We should think about God. God has given us. When we see, one more thing I want to deal with, this riches, that becoming rich is not sin. Becoming wealthy man is not sin. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evils. Bible is very clear. 1 Timothy 6:10 says the love of money, not the money. Money comes from God. God gives the money to the people. There are many wealthiest men in the history. In the Bible we see King Solomon was one of the richest men. We see here in 2 Chronicles 1:12, and Job was wealthiest man in his days, in his time. Job 1:3, Abraham was wealthy man, rich man in Genesis 13:2, and Jacob was wealthy man, Genesis 28:22. Abraham and Jacob, though the law was not given, they were faithful to give to the Lord. They were giving tithes. They were bringing tithes unto the house of God. The law was not given. There were no instructors, no instructions, but they understood that it has come from God. God has blessed them. Everything belongs to God. They knew that. So they used to bring to the house of the Lord all the tithes and offerings. Very important, God's people, that God has blessed us in so many ways, in so many things God has blessed us. Everything is given to us, and we should be thankful to God, and we should be glorifying the name of Christ, and we should be involved in God's mission. We should be supporting the mission of God. Whatever ways we can, we should be standing for that. God has given us. Already I mentioned Proverbs 3, 9 and 10 that we have to honor God with our money and our possessions. With our money and possessions, we have to honor the Lord. Then how can we honor? By bringing the first fruit to God, the first blessings to God. Most of the time we forget to bring and to the house of God. God says in Malachi chapter 3, 8 to 10, that test me by giving, by bringing your portion to the house of God. You test me whether I will pay you back or not. We can't test God. It is not possible for man to test God, but God is giving us the privilege to test him. Test me in this. Bring to the house of the Lord. Very important. Most of the people, in many churches, people think that the tithe is not instructed. One of our church members, he came to me and he said, why are you preaching on tithe? That is not there in the Bible. That is not for New Testament believers. So I said, I showed him many verses. That is for us. We have to. God has instructed the Old Testament people as well as to the New Testament people. We have to honor, we have to give unto the Lord. We have to honor the Lord with our first fruit. Whatever we have to give it to the Lord. In Exodus 23:19, the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house of the Lord, thy God. It's very clearly mentioned. Sometimes we forget to bring tithes and offerings to the Lord. Sometimes we neglect to do that. I was neglecting as a pastor, as a man of God. I was thinking, I'm investing lots of money in different ways. I'm helping the widows, the helpless. I am doing the Bible college. I have to spend money there. I'm doing so many things. The missions everywhere. I was thinking, defending myself that I am doing so and so. I should not give tithe. But last year, God spoke to my heart that I should be faithful in tithe as a pastor. As a pastor, I also, not only telling the people, not only instructing the people, not only commanding the people, I must do it. I must do it. And my wife, I spoke to my wife, let us give unto the Lord. Though we are doing certain things, so many things, but our portion should go to God. We should be faithful in the church. And we have started giving in the church. Now I'm happy. I'm very happy because I'm giving. I had some weaknesses in my life. I was feeling very bad. Some holes were there in my life. And it is fixed last year. I have started giving unto the Lord. And I'm happy. God is providing the needs. We have to bring our tithes to the Lord. And that is the part of God. We have to give it. We should not neglect to bring the tithes unto the house of God. And God has very clearly instructed us, commanded us, and we should be aware of that. We should be faithful for that. And that's how we honor our God. That's how we exalt our God. So I did it. I'm doing it. And I want to do it lifelong. Until I die, I want to do it. God is providing. He's faithful. I can do it. We have to bring the tithes unto the house of God. How can we honor? Next point, by giving our best to God. Giving our best. Not the left one. Leftover things. In India, in our churches, sometimes what happens, you know, people open the purse and they find the money which is turned down. They try to put it. We have to give our best to God. What is the best? We have to give unto the Lord. And that's how we can glorify Him. That's how we honor Him. If I'm giving my leftover things, everything, for everything I have separated, I have set aside all the money, but I'm not finding anything for God. I'm not setting apart something for God. God's mission, God's vision, God's glory, God's kingdom. It's very important, God's people, that in America, you are the givers. Because of America, the mission, the whole world, it stands. But I don't know why God led me to speak on this subject that we have to give. We should be faithful. We should be faithful. We are faithful, but more than that, God is expecting. God is wanting us to do. So we have to bring our tithes. We have to glorify. We have to honor God with our tithes and offerings. And God wants that. God is saying that. Acts 2:44-45, the early church sold everything and gave to God. They sold everything and they have distributed themselves. Those who were of need, they have given to them. They have given for the house of God. And in 2 Corinthians 8:2-3, the Macedonian church, they gave out of their poverty. Out of their need, they were living in a very drastic situation, but they were very faithful to God. whatever ways they can, they did it. They glorified the name of Christ. And God gave us His best, His only Son. That also, already I have mentioned it. In Luke 8, 1 to 3, there were a few wealthiest ladies, women with Christ. They supported, they stood with Christ. They stood with Christ, they supported the ministry of Christ, they supported the Bible College of Jesus Christ. When we see our ladies are so faithful here, God's people are here, you are faithful. You have been supporting this church, you have been supporting the missions, you have been doing so many things to God. And there were few ladies, they were very faithful, they were rich, they were faithful. I don't know, like those ladies, they were walking with Jesus. Wherever Jesus went, they followed Him. Wherever He went, they followed Him. I was thinking about their husbands, you know. They must be really getting angry upon them. Why are you going? Where are you going? Why are you following Jesus? But they were very faithful to Jesus and they supported the ministry of Jesus Christ. So you ladies, you are the faithful people. There was some need in Odisha for our orphanage. Pastor Jay's daughter, she sent some support to us. I want to thank God for the wonderful heart. HBF, MCBC, MBT, they are regularly helping me. But dear sister, she has sent some support. She thought that our people are dying there. Our people are in starvation. They're not having food. They're going through lots of difficult situation. She thought, she prayed, and her birthday money she has sent to Odisha Missions. I thank God for dear daughter, dear sister. May God bless her for that heart. I believe one day God can use you. There are many sisters here. You have been so sincere. You have been so faithful to God, and you are standing with your church, with your pastor, with the ministry God has entrusted. I see when I see Pastor Brian, there are some ladies. All the time they move, they go here and there, they help the ministry. I'm very much inspired. I'm very much inspired by that. Today also I have seen there are some old ladies, they follow. They just help Him. They support Him. They stand with Him. I'm so glad to see that, because it happens even in Odisha. There are some ladies, I go to different villages to preach the gospel. One day, they asked me to go to a certain village, and I was preaching. Some men came. Men came out from the village, and they said, "Don't pronounce the name of Christ here. Don't preach the Bible. We hate the Bible," they said. "We never want that the Bible should come to our village. When the Bible comes, when the name of Christ comes, our gods and goddesses, they run away." They were trying to burn the jeep, my jeep, you know. They said, whole village came. But I thank God, there were few ladies with me. Some ladies, Narsama, Mukta, my wife was there. Some ladies were there from that mountain. And they served me. They stood with me. Pastor Pradeep, let's go. And they shouted at them, "We have not come here to preach the gospel. We have a relative here. We have come to meet them." That's how we came back. Some old ladies, you know, they are very helpful. They are very helpful. When I see they are serving food here, so sincerely, so faithfully, I'm so much grateful to them for what they are doing. They are doing for the church. They are doing for God's kingdom. It will be counted. I know God will count it. Maybe you are not a great preacher. Maybe you are not going to different missions, far countries, but you are here praying and doing whatever ways God has blessed you. Whatever abilities you have, you are doing it. faithfully. So the ladies are also very vital part in the ministry, very important in the ministry. I have been seeing like the pastor's wife, Pastor Mike's wife, and Pastor Bo's wife, Pastor Brian Hedges' wife, Pastor Jay's wife. Today I already met her here. I was asking about Pastor Tony's wife. She's a faithful lady. I always talk to her through the Facebook. I know they're standing with their husbands. They're helping them in the ministry. Without the wife, we are incomplete, you know. We're not complete. So they are there always. And today I saw Brother Bob's wife and Tyler's wife. They're so faithful. They stood with them. And also they're going to see what will happen next. How God is going to use them in coming days. They're going to see that they're going to be with them. Those faithful ladies, they were with Christ. They supported the ministries. I was thinking maybe they kept some money secret and they were giving to Jesus Christ. Because if they give openly, their husbands may get angry, you know. They may shout at them. So they were keeping aside something for Jesus, Jesus' ministry. They were very faithful. The rich ladies, they have supported. They glorified the name. That's how we can honor God. We can exalt the name of God. We are running out of time, so I don't want to go further. Maybe tomorrow we can hear some more. But we have to honor the Lord with our riches, our possessions. God has blessed us, given us so many things. 1-2 verses, the 2 Corinthians 8:9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty we might be rich. God, he gave us grace, though he was rich, he became poor so that I can be rich. He became poor so that I can be rich. He died so that I can live. I can have eternal life. We have to think about it. In Philippians 2, 6 to 8, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Verse 7, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. He became a servant. God is becoming servant. He is just, and then we see, verse 8, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Even unto the death on the cross, he became obedient. He emptied himself. The Greek word for this, that he made himself of no reputation. Kenosis, the word kenosis, that he emptied himself. He has given up everything for us. He has given up everything for us. He emptied himself. God is becoming man, from man to servant, from servant to like a sinner. Not sin. Jesus never did sin, never committed, but he became like a sinner. He became our sin bearer. He bore our sins. And from he bore our sins, he went to the cross and came down to the grave. God has exalted him. God has raised him on the third day. Now he's in heaven, third heaven. He's going to come back again to the mid-air. From the mid-air, Revelation 19:11, he will come down to the earth. And then Revelation 20 is going to reign in the millennial reign of Christ. The peace kingdom will come. Being God, being with God, he is just emptying himself. He is leaving his position. When I was thinking about it, that if we turn Joe Biden, the president of America, to come down from his position, will he come? Never. If we ask our president, our prime minister, in India, Narendra Modi, to become a sarpanch or MLA, he will never come down. But God left his throne. God left his throne, came down, and he became man. From man to servant, servant to like a sinner. So it's very important that we have to understand he emptied himself. He has given us everything so that we become rich, so that we become rich, so that we become the people of eternal life, the people of the Holy Spirit, the people of God. We become the children of God. It's very important, dear God's people, we have to understand it. We have to think that whatever God has given us, we have to honor him. We have to give the mission. We have to glorify his name, because our money and possessions also will go through the fire test. It is going to go through the test. How I use it? How am I using it? So we have to think about it. We have to pray about it. Lord, if I have something to think of or correct myself, Lord, please speak to me. As I prayed last year, Lord, please show me. And God spoke to me that you are teaching, but you are not giving. And then I have started giving there. And I'm happy. I'm blessed now. My heart is in peace now because I'm giving. Because always I'm teaching, bringing people to Christ. So many things from the podium, but God spoke to me to give, and I'm giving. Let's give unto the Lord, because our money and riches is going through, will go through the fire test one day. May God bless us and help us to understand what he wants. What he wants us to do for his mission, for his kingdom. Thank you so much for this time, Pastor. Thank you.